Monday, 1200 hours. Confidential report for your eyes only. Sir, full-strength German invasion of Karos Island confirmed for Saturday, dawn. Allied troops on Karos confirmed at 1,235 men. Evacuation fleet standing by. Current status of enemy gun fortress on Navarone Island, fully operational. Therefore, current access of Allied fleet to Karos, zero. Captain Mallory's sabotage team dispatched 1,200 hours today. Mission plan is to sail through the Greek islands and land unobserved on the south shore of Navarone, in guise of Greek fishermen. Probability of avoiding contact with German patrols, no more than fair.
Identify yourself! You, at the wheel! Well, boy, are you deaf? Answer me!
The Guns of Navarone by Alistair MacLean. Dramatised in 5 episodes by Bert Cools. Starring Toby Stevens as Captain Keith Mallory, with David Rintoul, Michael Williams, Alex Norton, John Garasio, and Peter Kenny. Episode 2.
I've been too clever. All the disguises were a good idea, but the old Greek fishing boat, well, maybe it was just too old. When the engine failed, we were sitting ducks, and we were seen, and we were challenged in English. We were supposed to be Greek fishermen. If we answered, that'd be it. We'd be dead.
Answer me, I say!
Hey? What?
Good lad.
We are coming aboard!
I don't understand! Can't you speak Greek?
We are coming aboard!
That's better.
Make no sudden moves or we fire! You, come with me, come with me. Why are you drifting? You! Answer! Faust!
He's deaf. Deaf, can't you tell?
Ah. So one more of you can talk, at least. Are you in charge?
It's my boat.
Why are you adrift?
Engine broke.
What's in this crate?
Fishing gear.
Well, open it.
Now!
Captain, behind you! Everybody down!
What was that?
Mainly TNT, boss. With a few extra touches and a grenade to set it all off.
Remind me never to doubt intelligence's word again. Right, anybody hurt?
You're bleeding, man.
It's nothing. Captain.
And there?
The boy.
I'll talk to him. Get rid of the bodies and, what's down the deck?
Tough.
Lieutenant.
Captain.
Are you hurt?
No, sir. It's just... Sorry, sir.
You did well. Hold us some time.
What of the man I shot? His whole body... just exploded.
It had to be done. You knew that.
I don't think I'll ever get used to it, Captain.
Lieutenant, look at Andrea. Look at him.
Yes, sir.
All the men I know, he has the most call to hate the Germans. And he does hate them. And he kills them when he has to. And then he hates himself for doing it.
He hates himself.
Killing's against everything he believes in. But he still does it. He kills his enemies so that better men can live. Now, come on. We need to help with his cleaning up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pinfinel.
Can you get that any stronger, Brown?
I'm trying, Captain.
Rhubarb calling Pinfinel. Rhubarb calling Pinfinel.
Pinfinel receiving. Over.
Priority information. X, now X minus one. Repeat. X, now X minus one. Acknowledge.
X minus one understood.
X minus one, boss.
Later.
Forecast East Anglia follows.
As Navarone.
Severe electrical storm probable. Heavy rainfall. Visibility poor. Winds east to southeast. Force 6. Locally, force 8. Rhubarb out.
Switch it off, Brown.
Captain.
Force 8, huh?
Force 8.
I'll go back to the engine. Are you coming, Cop?
Well, I guess there's nothing more interesting to do.
We should try hoisting the sails, Captain. We might make some headway before the storm sets in. Captain Mallory?
Yes. Yes, right.
I'll get to it.
Andrea.
McKee.
X minus one means the deadline's been brought forward a day. The Germans are going to attack this Friday.
So we have only 3 days to put the guns out of action.
3 days. No engine, a first-class storm building up. And only 3 days. What a bloody mess.
Cap.
What is it, Brown?
I'm going to have to cobble some parts together out of scrap. It's your work, but you'll be one hell of a mess.
So what? Just get the damn thing going.
Aye, sir, only...
What?
Well, it's going to take a good while longer than I thought, sir. I can't give you so much as a guess. No, yet.
Okay, keep me informed, Chief.
Aye, sir.
The storm is coming.
We won't stand a chance out here in the open. Any luck, Stevens?
I think so, sir. Look.
What have you found?
This island. It's about 3 miles away. Look at this creek. It bends round, almost 90 degrees. It's a natural shelter.
What do you think, Andrea?
It will be safe, but can we spare the time?
We don't have any choice. Can you get us there, Lieutenant?
Yes, Captain. Leave it to me.
Good man. You're in charge, then.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, brilliant. Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
I'm sorry, Captain.
What for? The decision was mine. Mastermind Mallory. Probably the only bloody creek for 100 miles with a German guard post on it, and I bring us straight here.
You had no choice. We wouldn't have survived the storm without the engine.
They don't seem to be paying us too much attention, do they?
Well, this is good shelter. Many Greek boats must use it. To them, we have nothing unusual.
How many men do you reckon they'll have up there, Andrea?
I've seen two moving around. Maybe 3 or 4 altogether. It's only a small force.
Perhaps they'll leave us alone.
Hey! You! In there!
What can you see?
One guard. Armed. Not old enough to shave.
Why waste seasoned men on a place like this?
What's the matter with you?
At least he's speaking Greek. He doesn't sound suspicious.
He will be if we don't answer. Give me that open bottle from the crate. Right. Stand by.
sleep?
What the hell do you want?
How dare you address a German soldier in that tone? What vessel is this? Where are you bound for?
You know, one thing about you Germans. You know how to make a good wine.
I asked you a question.
But I bet you don't get your hands on this sort of stuff. Officers only, and they're friends, of course.
What do you mean?
Oh, come on. Some of us like to be helpful. Names, information, little errands, and in return, good health to the fatherland.
You're not dealing with an officer now. Some of us despise your sort, Quisling.
Oh, I'll tell my friends from Berlin you said so.
I asked you a question. Your vessel and your destination.
The AO. In Paris for Samos. Under orders.
Whose orders?
Herr Commandant General Grebel.
Grebel? You have papers, letters of authority?
Yeah. You know him, do you? The Herr General?
I know of him. These are in order.
Of course they are. Now come on, relax. What did you say? Project? How many of you were up there in the tower?
Why do you want to know?
Listen to yourself. Don't you trust anyone? We've got two crates of these. We can spare you a bottle each. How many of you?
Three of us.
Andrea!
What? I'm missing. Where's this stupid one?
Stop your moaning and bring three bottles of the Moselle.
I've got better things to do.
Do it! Why should the brass have all the benefits, eh?
Here. It doesn't look old enough to drink.
Hold your tongue. Well, don't hand them over. Careful. Got them?
Got them.
Don't bother me again.
Excuse him. He's an idiot. Next time we're back this way, we'll bring you some hock. Auf Wiedersehen!
Auf Wiedersehen!
Auf Wiedersehen!
So there are only three of them. That should make things easier.
Well done, sir. Jolly good show.
I'm afraid the congratulations are a bit premature.
What do you mean?
I saw another guard coming down the path. Stevens, squint out of the window. See if you can see anything.
Nothing. No. There he is. Talking to our man. He's excited about something.
Are they coming back?
I don't know. No. No. They're back off up the path. Running, Captain.
Stevens, call Miller and Brown back up on deck. They've been tipped off.
Tipped off, sir?
They must have a radio link back to their HQ.
You mean we're blown?
Not yet, I don't think. This paper's pretty good. No. They know something's up, but they're not sure that where is. Not completely sure.
What will they do?
They'll talk to their commandant.
And he will hear the name of the great General Grebel and be scared. He won't want to take a risk.
So he'll radio his superiors.
And sooner or later, someone will get through to the Herr General himself, and then we'll be blown.
But it'll take time. We've got at least half an hour. Is the engine coming along, Chief?
No, she's coming, Captain, but she's not there yet. I need more than half an hour.
Right, get back to it.
Aye, aye, sir.
And what are the rest of us going to do? Make out our last wills and testaments? We got to do something, boss.
We're going to do something.
Come on, then. I'll show you I'm a man or a boy.
Shut your stupid mouth, boy.
Come on!
Keep out of this, you drunken idiot. Your father was a son of a pig.
Huh? And your mother was the daughter of a sheep.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Come on, hit him, hit him! Right! Oh. You see? You see, that's what you get for insulting people.
Shut your face or I'll shut it for you.
Leave him alone! Yeah! Ah! Ah!
Grandson of a pig.
Okay, it was all a bit obvious, but it was the best we could manage. We knew they'd be keeping an eye on us. We just gave them something interesting to look at. That's all. Okay, I think we can relax now for a spell. It's pretty quiet down below. Chief must be nearly finished.
I wonder how the big guy's doing.
Andrea had slipped off the boat while we were doing our party piece. That was the only risky bit, really. Once he was ashore, I knew he'd be okay. Andrea could move like a cat when he wanted to.
It's 3-1 up there. You should have let me go with him.
You'd have been in his way.
Boss.
And so would any of us. You don't know Andrea, Dusty, but I know him. Just a big, fat, good-natured chap, right?
You left out loud.
Okay, I left out loud. But he's only all that when he wants to be. Believe me, I know. I've seen the real thing.
How long have you known him, sir?
Nearly 5 years. When I first met Andrea, I was a junior lieutenant, and he was a lieutenant colonel.
Oh, what? You're joking.
Puts him in a different light, doesn't it? He outranks all of us by quite a way.
He told me he had more reason to hate the Germans than anyone else you know.
That's true enough. Early on in the war, Andrea's whole family, wife, three daughters, parents, were massacred. His parents had weights tied to them and were thrown alive into a river. The wife and daughters, well, you can guess. Andrea tracked down the group that had done it. There were a dozen of them. He found the hut where they were sleeping, broke the neck of the guard, and was back outside in 2 minutes, soaked in blood from head to foot. Nobody heard a sound.
This is a bad night.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Eerie. Like someone's walking on your grave. Can't you feel it, kid?
No.
I can. Man could believe anything on a night like this.
Hey! 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 Here's your wine. Ah, that's better. That's the work, my friend.
No need to ask how things went, eh?
It's just too easy.
God.
Ah, be calm, my young lieutenant. I didn't lay a finger on them.
You didn't?
Oh. Perhaps a couple of taps. I didn't need to. They were all looking down here at your party. An elephant could have crept up at them. I held them up, took their guns, and locked them in their own cellar.
Captain!
Yes, Chief?
I think your engine's ready to go, sir.
You think?
Oh, I can't be sure till I try them, Captain. I didn't want to try them until you said the word.
Chief, the word is said.
Aye, aye, Captain.
A credit to your ancestors, Chief. Right, Stevens, take the wheel. Miller, Andrea, you better stand by on the pump. We're getting out of here.
Okay, sir.
Have a break. I'll take the wheel for a spell.
They need you out there. With respect, Captain. I think I have a bit more experience at this than you have.
You're right. I probably steer us around in circles. How are we doing?
Still on course, I think.
Chin up, Andy. This can't last forever.
No, sir.
Andy?
All right. I'm all right.
Where the hell did that come from?
God knows. Sir, listen. The wind, it's gone.
What the hell?
It's a back surge.
Back surge?
Hold on, for God's sake. There'll be another one. Chief! Pull astern! Pull astern! Oh. We're right under the cliff!
Everyone all right? Andrea?
Yes.
Miller? Brown?
Aye.
Stevens?
Oh.
Stevens?
Still here, sir.
Good. Andy?
Sir?
Study well done.
God knows how, but he'd got us through the rocks on the surf and up onto the shore, if you could call it that. If it hadn't have been for that cave, we'd have been swept straight back out again, like the boat.
How the devil did you keep them dry?
Trick of the tree. Here, and pass it round. I think it's my last one.
Thanks.
Right, let's take stock. Injuries?
The lieutenant is bleeding.
Andy?
Oh, I've caught some glass in my face when the wheelhouse bought it, Captain. It's not there.
Anyone else?
No.
What about the gear? How much did we save?
My detonators and fuses. And we still got my crate of TNT. We can thank the big guy for that.
And for the radio, too. And most of the supplies, I think.
I thought I told you to leave the supplies and get yourself safe.
Without the food? Please, my captain. Besides, this is a big cave, room for me and the food. I think we'll be glad of it before too long. What about the climbing gear?
I got almost all of it.
So the climb's still on, then, boss.
You don't get out of it that easily, Corporal.
Yeah, somehow I thought I wouldn't.
Captain.
Chief.
I suppose this is what I think it is.
No doubt about it. Hats off to Lieutenant Stevens, lad.
Well done, boy.
Thanks.
Welcome to Navarone.
Even in the dark and the storm, I could tell. All the features fitted like a glove. The rocks, the gap through the reef, everything. We were there all right. There was a ledge outside the cave, not 3 feet wide. And above it, the cliff. 600 feet of sheer bloody rock. Straight up.
So, this is Navarone, huh? My God, ain't it wonderful.
There's an edge. Come on.
A good ledge. You're all right?
We're about 20 feet from the top. This fissure runs all the way, I think. No bother.
We should rest for a moment, huh?
Yes, I should. There's one thing about a sheer cliff. Once we get the rope rigged, we should be able to pull the others out, no problem. Stephen was last, I think.
He wanted to be first. With you.
He wouldn't have made it. And neither would I, none without you.
Good team.
Oh, yes. Ready?
Ready.
Can you see anything, Corp? Not a damn thing. Kid?
No. No, nothing.
Let me see that face.
I'm all right, I tell you. I'm all right.
Kid, none of us are all right. But you're the only one covered in blood.
It's nothing.
Well,
we're bang on the nose. Exactly where we wanted to be. It's just a narrow strip of land, a belt of rocks, then the woods. A stroke of luck.
No guards.
Why should there be guards here?
My chief, twice already we have been expected.
Oh, no. God, no. Wait here.
Who's there? Who's there? Is there somebody there?
What the hell are they doing up there?
If he was wrong, the line would have dropped back down.
And if everything was right, the line would have kept moving up.
He should have taken me with him.
I wish, thank God, I could see.
The Greek may be strong, but he just hasn't got the skill.
Poor devil. Just a kid.
Thank you.
You distracted him just long enough. I was right.
Yes, and I should have expected it too.
Too many coincidences. The patrol boat, the alarm at the watchtower.
And now this. Thanks to our friend Captain Briggs.
He must have let Nikolai go.
And now the Germans, now the whole bloody plan. They wouldn't have posted just one man to deal with five of us. There's no one else here. There must be a string of lookouts right along the cliff top.
With a way of keeping in touch. Players?
field telephone.
Only a regular check-in.
They'll have passwords. They'll know his voice.
I wasn't planning to answer it.
Someone will come to check. Probably more than one.
We're going to have to make it fast.
Three poles on the line.
I made it. Wait,
must be holding the rope. Come on, son.
Yeah, sure.
They have the rope. Three tugs.
The first crate's ready. I'll help you haul it up.
No.
You rest.
There's the second. I've got the explosive right. Guns and ammo next.
Guns and ammunition.
I'll bring up the last load.
What the hell?
What is it?
The line's gone slack.
Broken?
By a covered rope. Wait.
Look.
Somebody tied the knot. They didn't tie it.
What was the third load?
The food. All the food. And the stove, and the fuel, and the compass. Ah, just so much less to carry, my Keith. Think how grateful our tired friend Corporal Miller is going to be.
Andrea.
Hey, this is just a little thing.
Yes, yes, of course, a little thing. Come on, let's get the others up.
Oh, if that's mountain climbing, you can keep that.
That wasn't climbing, that is being pulled up on the end of a rope.
Oh, well, you can keep that at all.
Look.
By God, I am here.
Why'd you close your eyes coming over the lip?
I didn't. I closed them at the bottom.
You came the whole way blind?
Like I told you, boss, I get sick going up a ladder. Let's get the kid up.
Still no sign of a patrol. It's not going to be long. How's Stevens doing?
He's on the ledge, almost here. Come on, Lieutenant. Last lap. Come on.
The devil's slowing him up.
The kid's hurt.
He'll be dead if he doesn't get a move on, and us with him.
Stevens! Stevens!
Aye, Captain. Coming.
Captain, from the west. Four or five men, moving fast.
Damnation.
Stevens!
Yes. Just give me a minute.
We haven't got a minute. Get up here.
Damn it, boss!
Shut up. Stevens, get up here now.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming. Ah! Ah!
In episode 2 of The Guns of Navarone, Mallory was played by Toby Stevens, Andrea by David Rintoul, Brown by Alex Norton, Miller by John Garasio, Stevens by Peter Kenny, and Jensen by Michael Williams. Other parts were played by David Bannerman and David Brooks. The Guns of Navarone is dramatized in 5 episodes by Bert Cools from the novel by Alistair MacLean and directed by Patrick Rayner.